Today, after more than 2.5 years of violence, the gulf between Israelis and Palestinians is wider than ever. Young Palestinian suicide bombers continue to blow up themselves and Israeli civilians almost routinely. Israeli soldiers kill Palestinian militants and civilians, demolish Palestinian homes, and confiscate Palestinian land on a regular basis. But amid this violence, some Israelis and Palestinians are working together to protest what is happening. After the last rains of the season, the fields are still ankle deep in mud, and it isn't the best day for a protest march. But that hasn't kept this small group of men and women, young and old, political activists and farmers from gathering. The coordinator for the Tulkarm Farmers Union, Fayez Thanib. Mr. Thanib says they're protesting Israel's construction of a security fence, which is to divide Israel from parts of the West Bank. He says Israel is confiscating Palestinian farmland and vital water sources to build the fence. And he says thousands of farmers in the area are being affected. He says his own land has been confiscated. The Israeli government approved the construction of a security fence last year. It was supposed to have been built along the so-called Green Line, the official frontier before Israel captured the West Bank from Jordan in the 1967 war. It was supposed to stop Palestinian militants from crossing into Israel to carry out attacks. It was not supposed to become a border, but that's how local residents see it today. They also say the fence is being built far inside the West Bank, taking more and more Palestinian land in the process and encompassing an increasing number of Jewish settlements in the area. Israel says the fence is vital for security. Palestinians and human rights activists say it's a land grab. Many are calling it a new Berlin Wall or a wall of apartheid, which will turn Palestinian communities into virtual prisons. Among those protesting the wall outside Tulkarm on this day is prominent Palestinian civil rights activist Mustafa Barghouti.
What are you doing here
today? To participate in people's demonstration against the confiscation of Palestinian land and the expansion of illegal Israeli settlements, which is destroying people's lives, taking away their sources of living, destroying their agriculture, uprooting trees, and building a new Berlin Wall. The main thing that this will show that the Palestinian people is alive and will not give up.
And so the crowd marches through the outlying fields to where the fence or separation wall, as some call it, is being built. And there, the Palestinian marchers are met by well over 100 Israeli demonstrators who've come to show their support. Most of the Israelis are members of an organization called Tayush, which means living together in Arabic. It's a joint Israeli-Palestinian peace and civil rights group. One Israeli woman gives only her first name, Lena. She's a nurse and has lived in Israel for the past 20 years.
Now we are here against the fence. That it's not good for Palestinian people. I don't know exactly how we can really change things, but at least not to be silent, not to be quiet. That's what I don't want to do anymore.
Protest organizers call for unity against the fence in both Hebrew and Arabic. 30-year-old Regev Natanson came here from Givatayim, near Tel Aviv.
It's a program of apartheid that not only separates between the two peoples, but hurts the Palestinians who live here. They can't go to work. Their villages are surrounded with all these walls you can see here and barbed wire. They can't go to their fields. Actually, most of the Israelis, they are pro some kind of separation. I mean, pro Israeli state beside the Palestinian state. But the way it is implemented here has nothing to do with what most of the Israeli citizens want.
Do you think people will listen?
I doubt it, but I hope in the world someone will listen and will stop Sharon's programs.
Suddenly, four Israeli soldiers show up and there's visible tension in the crowd.
Okay, so we got...
Some of the protesters move to keep the Palestinian teenagers back. Nobody wants a stone-throwing incident here. Some of the Israeli organizers walk over to the soldiers. The soldiers are armed with automatic weapons. Three of them look very young and very nervous as they cautiously maneuver to keep anyone from getting behind them. The soldier in charge says they've come to protect the Israeli marchers. He says they could be attacked or kidnapped by Palestinians. He says the protesters should leave. There's more talking. The Israeli organizer of the protest, Gadi Al-Ghazi, is adamant the marchers will not leave.
Trying to end the demonstration. We insist on our right to have a common demonstration by Jews and Arabs against the face and the apartheid system. And I suggest that they would not even try to use force against this demonstration.
Because you are here.
Because we're here together and we remain together. Okay. It's our future that is at stake. And that's the danger to our future, the fence. They're trying to say that the Palestinians here are a danger for us, but the Palestinians here are my brothers and sisters and I want to live with them in peace and justice. So I'm not afraid.
There's more talking. Mr. Al-Ghazi and the soldiers move off to one side. Finally, there's agreement that the soldiers will leave and the protesters will stay only another 20 minutes and then disperse. And so after a while, the crowd leaves. The Palestinians walk back through the fields toward Tulkarm. The Israelis cross back through the fence and board buses for home. This protest has come to a peaceful end. It's perhaps a small but important symbol in a place where violence and hatred seem to rule the day. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Tulkarm.